It's 70 degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We expect a sunny day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Shelby County's district attorney has released security camera footage from the morning in May when a federal officer of the Memphis Safe Task Force fatally shot Darren Pigram while he was working at Burger King. The Tennessee Lookout reports the footage comes from three different stationary cameras within the restaurant. They do not show all angles of the incident. They do not have audio. What they do show is Pigram holding the door open for officers between the customer area and behind the counter. That conflicts with agents' testimony that Pigram had tried to keep them out using the door. It shows Pigram backing away and out of view as multiple officers move toward him. Other angles show Pigram's co-workers hiding or cowering as an officer opened fire. A perspective from the kitchen shows Pigram taking steps backwards and collapsing as an officer with a handgun pointed at him continues to move forward. One key point in the agent's account of what happened is the allegation that Pigram reached for a gun in his waistband. None of the footage confirms that claim. DA Steve Mulroy says he released the footage in the interest of transparency. An attorney for Pigram's family says it raises serious questions about what unfolded that morning. They say they'll continue to seek answers. The TBI, which investigates law enforcement shootings, did not release further evidence in Pigram's case, saying its investigation is still open. A sign for Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway was moved yesterday after outcry from Vietnam veterans. State Route 386 had been designated Vietnam Veterans Boulevard, commemorating 25 soldiers who died in the conflict. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiao reports officials moved the marker for the late conservative activist who was assassinated last fall.
Vietnam veterans say they weren't told about the Charlie Kirk Memorial Highway before the sign went up.
So that was very disrespectful.
That's Bob Schricker, president of the Vietnam Veterans of America chapter in Sumner County.
You have Vietnam veterans that came home and were not welcomed. And now we see signage that again brings back those memories of not being welcomed.
Schricker says he agrees with what Kirk stood for.
It's just that it went up on the wrong highway.
State Representative Johnny Garrett, who represents Goodlettsville, worked to move the signs. In a statement to WPLN News, he thanked veterans for voicing their concerns. Mariana Bacchiao, WPLN News.
You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.